real-world metadata. We have a shift worth of data from an officer paramedic. On July 30th, 2024, an officer paramedic had quite the busy day. This person has nearly 20 years in the fire service, is an officer, is a highly trained strength and conditioning coach, and much of their experience comes from the advanced life support paramedicine side of the field. Now, on this day, they started the day at 08:30 with a CrossFit-style workout that produced 8 METs. Now, I'd like to note that somebody else who does not typically train in this setting could elicit much higher METs, but because this person is highly trained, for them, it's just an 8-MET workout. Whereas somebody else who doesn't do CrossFit or high-intensity interval training, it would probably, it definitely in the double digits, upwards of 15 to 20-plus METs. Now, at 1,400 hours, they ran a wreck with entrapment. The trauma was severe enough that the officer had to perform a rapid sequence intubation, an RSI technique, providing medications to paralyze the patient so they could successfully intubate them for transport to a nearby trauma center. The officer was in normal duty uniform and a climate-controlled ambulance while performing these efforts. From the sheer adrenaline alone and no real physical burden, this incident produced 11 METs on their Apple Watch, and their heart rate peaked at 167 beats per minute. This is a MET equivalent to shoveling snow, jumping rope, or playing competitive soccer. And when we look back at max heart rate theory, this is about where their theoretical max heart rate is probably capping out at. Now, just prior to dinner on the exact same shift, this paramedic and their crew were dispatched to a working house fire around 1600 hours. The weather outside was 85 degrees Fahrenheit with 80% humidity, with the temperature feeling as if it were in the mid to high 90s. Now, once their engine arrived on location, they had to run 1,000 feet to get to the first engine, pull a 400-foot instantly quarter attack line to the fire, and then proceed to extinguish the fire and perform overall operations while in full PPE and SCBA. Due to the heat burden and weather, from the weather and PPE, the adrenaline of the incident, this fire produced a max of 20 METs on their Apple Watch. This is the highest level activity that we can record on the Apple Watch, and this is in line with short-term high aerobic demand of competitive sports. And with it being in 20 METs, because of the cap of the Apple Watch, probably higher than 20 METs, definitely anaerobic high-level work. So one could also argue that the officer probably recorded, you know, higher than these 20 METs, but because of the limitations, that's where we topped out at. So CrossFit workout in the morning, 8 METs, RSI procedure, 11 METs, the fire, 20 METs. The fire also elicited 173 beats per minute. So again, up or at near the theoretical max threshold for their max heart rate, which we know is supported by some flawed data, as we talked about in previous podcast. Regardless, heart rates from 165 to 173, METs from 11 to 20. This is high level anaerobic work. And this is just bread and butter work that we do in the fire service every single day.